Care Partners of Cook County will offer a training called Powerful Tools for Caregivers on 6 Thursdays beginning March 20th. Here now from Care Partners with more about it is Debbie Lamuska, one of the trainers. Welcome, Deb.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me here this morning.
Great to have you here. Remind us what Care Partners is all about.
Sure. Care Partners is a collaborative program of the North Shore Healthcare Foundation, the Cook County North Shore Hospital, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, and other community service organizations. It got off the ground back in 2006 and has really taken off since 2011 when we received a grant. 2010, when we received a grant from the Minnesota Department of Human Services, which was a startup grant. And since then, we have just continued to increase the services operated.
Tell us about the Powerful Tools for Caregivers training.
Sure. It is a national program. As of 2013, there were 2,000 class leaders that have been trained. And since 1998, the materials that Powerful Tools for Caregivers presents has been presented to 70,000 people, 70,000 caregivers in the United States. So there are three presenters, Jeanette Lindgren, who is the Care Partners RN, Care Partner Coordinator, and she's also trained for Powerful Tools for Caregivers, and then Tyler Howell and myself, and we are both trained through Powerful Tools for Caregivers, and we're caregivers ourselves.
So who is going to come to that class, and who should be at the class?
Well, I think that's a really important question. If you're already a caregiver, you would ask yourself possibly, or I encourage you to ask yourself, do you feel stretched or do you feel stressed? I think that this is important for anyone who is currently in a caregiving role, taking care of a family member, a spouse, anyone who might have a developmental problem. But also I think it's important for anyone who's aware of or sees that in their future, they may be in the role of a caregiver. And maybe you're wondering, how do I prepare for this?
Well, having spent about 8 years being a caregiver for my parents and still for my father, I can tell you that it just kind of sneaks up on you a little bit at a time, and suddenly you're kind of in up to your eyebrows and you don't know quite how to manage it. So why is it important to go to this training, and what's at stake for the actual caregiver?
Exactly. Statistically, there are numbers out there that say that the number of caregivers who die before their loved one is high. And why is that? It's because it is such a time of stress. We struggle with a lot of things like guilt, anger. Suddenly, we don't have very much time in our life. We don't maybe have time for ourselves. There may be depression. You don't have time to see friends, so you might feel a little isolated. So why is this important? Looking at all of those factors, is Powerful Tools might give you some coping mechanisms, if you will. We will hopefully teach you how to deal with communication problems. Your roles may have switched. Now you're the parent, and maybe your parent is in a different role. So communication changes. How do you find that power within yourself to step up to the plate? And when do you know it's time to start making more decisions for them? But also just looking at gathering resources. Where do I go to find the information that I need? There's so many agencies out there, not only locally, but nationally. And with the computer, we have a wealth of information out there for us.
And this would dovetail really well with, you know, the respite care group. So you would kind of be learning all the tools, and then you'd be gathering with other people who are kind of in the same place. So I just think it's a great opportunity for folks to find help and be around people who know what's going on. Because that's, like you say, it's the isolation that can be difficult when you're when you are the caregiver.
Exactly. And you know, there's also that time when you can't really get away. So can we enable you to learn some skills that teach you how to deal with stress at home? Maybe there's some relaxation techniques. Maybe there are some visualization techniques. Or maybe it's just setting a small goal for yourself every week of reading 2 chapters in a book that you've been trying to get to for 2 weeks. So it's also about teaching you to value yourself as you're walking through that process of caregiving. And even if it's small increments, it can make a difference in how you feel.
Absolutely. It's just like they tell you in the airplane, put your own oxygen mask on first.
Exactly. Good analogy. Thank you.
Deb, is there anything else you'd like to talk about here?
Well, this is a step for you to learn how you can take care of yourself as you walk through this process. And then we do offer a couple other programs. One of them will be starting tomorrow, the Caregiver Respite Group. And this is an opportunity for you to drop off your loved one for 4 hours. Tomorrow will be for an hour and a half. It's an introductory program. But twice a month, you'll be able to drop off your care receiver for 4 hours. And one of those days, if you'd like, you can go to a caregiver group where you can talk about issues that are coming up. You can explore other people's solutions. I think it's really important to remember that you're not in this alone. And all of these tools are out there to help you thrive, not just survive as you go through this journey with your loved one. And just to reiterate that if you need someone to stay with your caregiver, your care receiver, please give us a call and we will most certainly arrange someone to come and sit with them so you can attend the class.
You guys do a great job. So thanks so much for coming in this morning. We've been visiting with Deb LaMusca of Care Partners. She, Jeanette Lindgren, and Tyler Howell will be together offering the Powerful Tools for Caregivers on 6 Thursdays beginning March 20th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic lower level classroom. For more information or to arrange for a Care Partners volunteer, call Debbie at 387-3788.